This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, pro-human patriots listening across the United States and around the world, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm very honored to be here on this Sunday worldwide transmission, December 4th, 2016. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. I've talked a lot about vision. I've talked a lot about understanding history and understanding where we stand today, as well as looking into the future. And I've always known that promoting basic free market human liberty, when it's pushed by a large enough segment of the population, is something that tyrants and monopolies and criminal organizations and other mafias can never outperform. They just can't compete with us. And that's why tyrannies always seek total control, hence the term totalitarianism or totalitarian. And on this Sunday broadcast, I want to break down some of the very exciting news that's taking place and also talk about the idea of promoting where liberty will take us and promoting true hope and true change in the face of the globalist model. I guess it was about 10 years ago I developed the term 1776 worldwide. We talked about the answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to a global authoritarian model is a global model of liberty, not based by some central UN or megacorporation, but promoted by individuals in solidarity, regardless of what color you are or where you come from. And we now see 1776 worldwide taking shape across the planet. And I am very humbled to read many articles, even in mainstream media, admitting that the main progenitor of this modern idea is yours truly. But quite frankly, all I'm doing is taking ideas codified more than 400 years ago in Europe and promoting them in a modern sense today. We have timeless information that is the most modern thinking in history. The Renaissance in 1776 and everything that came out of it is an expression of all of our species' desire for self-determination and freedom. That said, they're holding a big referendum in Italy today. Now, Italy's famously corrupt with their voting, so who knows what will happen. But if it follows the line of UKIP and the Brexit, and if it follows what we saw with the election of Donald Trump and the Russians pulling out of globalism and the Catalonians pulling out of Spain and Iceland pulling out of the whole globalist model as well, if they pull out, the globalists are calling it the final domino in the EU and it will collapse. Well, look, whether they steal this or whether they win this or whatever happens today, the polls show that the Italians want to begin pulling out of the EU and don't want to back up all this debt that isn't theirs. It's very exciting. And don't want to just open their borders up to North Africa and to the Middle East for a bunch of jihadis. So that vote is coming up today. We're going to be breaking that down coming up after this quick break. The vote in Italy will be a wide-ranging F-off, and it's just the start. It will determine the fate of the entire European Union. That's the article up on Infowars.com right now. So you see the dominoes already falling, history happening. Just like that, suddenly 1776 worldwide, free market nationalism worldwide, and the big banks and the controlled corporate press they own keep shoveling racist this, racist that. It has nothing to do with racism that Brazil doesn't want to be under globalist control, or Nigeria doesn't want to be under globalist control, or that the United States doesn't want to be. It's not just that we're being ruled by foreigners and foreign corporations. They're ruthless and admit they want to, quote, make us poor to control us. And I know I harp on this constantly. It's because this is the coffin nails. This will bring them down. This is their real philosophy, and if we expose it, it's over. That's why they fight continually to expose what their real vampiric philosophy is. But I want to take you out with the words of Bob Marley. The Babylon system is the vampire. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
December 4th, 2016. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar, the front lines in the fight for national sovereignty, human destiny, and free will. Strap yourselves in, because this is going to be a jam-packed transmission. First off, before I get into all this really positive news, I want to get into something that absolutely proves everything we've talked about has been dead-on correct. But all we were doing was following globalist white papers, their own statements, and studying history as a lens to see how these type of megalomaniac activities tend to basically play themselves out. Then I decided 27 years ago, to not just lay down and take it, but to be history's actor. Now, remember the arrogance, what was it, 10, 11 years ago, of Karl Rove talking to the New York Times, the Washington Post, at a cocktail party. And they said, yeah, but you lied about WMDs. You've been caught. I mean, you've done all these horrible things. He says, it doesn't matter. We're the government. We rule everything. We control reality. We're, quote, history's actors now. And we'll change reality on a day-to-day basis. And you will dutifully just repeat whatever we tell you to say. Because you don't count now. Every megalomaniac who gets into power, who thinks that they're God, or who is part of a group like that, always ends up believing they're invincible. This is a fact. Julius Caesar had a man that stood behind him when he would ride a chariot into Rome and be worshipped as a god after a successful war or battle, would have the man say to him over and over again, you are not a god, you're only a man, you are not a god, you're only a man. He knew that, but still went too far, setting himself up as a king or a Caesar, and was killed. So that's a historical example for everybody. Now, we're seeing globalism collapse all over the world right now. The globalists are in total panic. They were supposed to be invincible. The corporate chiefs, the shadow government, the tax-exempt elites. Now, their program of control is collapsing. It doesn't mean that we've defeated them yet. But in the process of exposing them lies the victory, because they're so illegitimate. But here's the big news. It's up on InfoWars.com. Obama has come out as a Zero Hedge article and is basically saying he's going to have his own TV network and that we're going to have state-run media now with direct government messages to the people. Well, we already have that. And now they've funded $160 million. It's passed the House, not the Senate, excuse me, $170 million, to create a, quote, office that will decide what's fake news. That's called Operation Mockingbird, the CIA involved in media. Don't they understand that the government's so discredited and media is so discredited, mainstream media, that when you come out and say something's fake, everyone runs to check for themselves and then makes up their own mind? This is the response of the dying dinosaur fake media themselves, putting their label on us, the ones that lied about polls, the ones that got caught giving the questions during the Democratic primary and in the main debates against Trump to her, the ones that got caught lying about that, the ones that got caught in memos being directed by the White House and directed by Hillary and directed by the Communist Chinese. My God, the Communist Chinese were in the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, everywhere in the last few weeks, telling Americans, you better shut down fake news, you better behave yourselves. The biggest mass murderers in history are now telling us what we better do and how the government and Zuckerberg better shut down the, quote, fake news, who Obama has listed DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, Breitbart.com. We're the main three groups they attack. The one will say, is that scary, Alex, that Hillary naming you and Obama naming you? No, this is the greatest thing in my life. Absolute criminal tyrants sworn to destroy this republic and take over my family and your family, hate my guts. It means I'm following in my ancestors' footsteps of fighting tyranny, and I am so honored and so pleased. Ladies and gentlemen, we have them in the open now, saying they're going to censor us. We have them out in the open, nakedly, brazenly, coming out and saying they're going to delist websites and kick people's apps off the Apple Store and engage in all this type of stuff and send the IRS after people. Good. Do it, criminals. Do it. Already trying to intimidate people with the IRS auditing tens of thousands of people and taking 501c3s away and going after gun rights groups only made people start fighting you harder and showed everyone exactly who you are. You know what Trump's going to do? Go ahead and try to pass your fake news bureau. Trump's going to sit there and shoot that thing down once he gets in. But I almost hope that he just gives it to the Democrats and lets them run it so they can run around delusionally like they're in total charge, telling everybody what they can believe and what they can't. I told people about shadow government 20 years ago because it was in mainline textbooks. I wasn't telling each thing secret. Now it's all over the news. We got a shadow government running things. So the good news is these pathetic creatures are still so arrogant that last week alone, I don't even keep track of it, there were more than 10 news pieces on CNN alone, sometimes spending up to 30 minutes on yours truly, about how evil I am, how I'm a liar, misrepresenting what I say, twisting what I say. It just shows how desperate and pathetic they are, but they still don't get that I have a much bigger audience than they do. But the dwindling audience they have, a few hundred thousand an hour, is going to now tune in to hear who this abominable demon is and are just going to hear the truth that we're promoting. The truth is they want to label everything that doesn't want to, you know, live under a corporate tyranny as some type of a racist demon. Are they racist in Brazil because they don't want to live under globalism? Are they racist in Spain? Are they racist in Iceland? Are they racist in Italy? Are they? No, it has nothing to do with this garbage. People don't want to live under multinational corporations that are taxing the hell out of them and flooding them with third world populations who they bring in to then be a voter base against the population. So that's the exciting news. Is that now the gloves are off. Now the enemy is completely naked out in front of everybody. Now let's talk about something really key here, because this is something I haven't talked enough about. If you go back 3 weeks and some change, almost a month ago, or just a few days shy of a month since President Trump was elected, and go back to this and remember what the narrative was in the 2 weeks before. The alt-right, again, Hillary calls us that a few months ago. That's the new name for anyone that is in mainstream media. She controls reality. She's God. She labels us the alt-right, so we accept that. Yes, you're the master. They said the alt-right has come out and said all these lies and all these bad things, and Trump has adopted their lies, and Trump has adopted all of this info. And so when Trump and the Republicans lose in the biggest landslide in history, they will be discredited. And we're going to have to then have laws to shut down and arrest everyone we say is fake. So they already knew that we were beating them, that they were really way behind in polls, that they were going to have to steal the election. They were scared. They were planning to steal it and then try to shut us down with the fake mandate that they'd won. So they had a mandate to then shut down free press in this country. We're a republic. You can have 51% saying shut something down. You don't do it in a republic. The minority's protected. But the landslide was so big that even though Hillary stole five states, they couldn't win. And notice, by the way, that they lost a whole bunch of governorships, a bunch of Senate seats, a bunch of House seats, and 900-plus legislative seats in states. This is the second biggest Republican landslide in the party's history. That's admitted. But notice Hillary barely lost. That's because they were focusing the stealing on her desperately, but it still failed. The internal poll showed him 10, 15, 20 points ahead. I was the laughing stock. I was laughed at. Didn't exist. They're not laughing now. No, I was telling you the truth. Now they admit the public polls were adding 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, sometimes upwards of 40-plus points for Hillary. It's all admitted. I'm real news. You're fake news. I have the real contacts. You don't. generals and patriots and high-level folks talk to me because they know I'm real. They know I run my own media organization. They know I'm bigger than you. They know I'm independent. They know I'm the patriot. They know my family goes back to the start of the country. They know I'm not scum like you. Look in the mirror, scum. Anderson Cooper, you're scum. Okay, you work for foreign banks. You're a CIA operative. You can make jokes about it all day. It's well known. So, all that's happening, and these people are sitting there trying to dictate to us that we would all be discredited, that it was all over for us, that it was the end of the InfoWar and the end of Breitbart. Instead, despite the fact they tried to steal it all, the avalanche was so big, it blew up in their face, and they lost. Now they're in total panic mode, but they're going ahead with their plan of intensifying race baiting, censorship, media control, Google, Chrome listing InfoWars, and Breitbart is not real, and all this crap. Listen, they delisted us on Alexa. They brought us down by 80% a few years ago. Everybody just quit using Alexa as a web rating source. When you people censor, you destroy yourselves. We're not operating in a vacuum here. You are exposing yourselves as the traitors you are. This is very, very exciting news. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now, in the last segment, I was getting into the fact that we've already had state-run media in this country for a long time. We've had the big corporate media aligned with government and with larger non-media corporations, mainly central banks, to push an agenda. They probably put out, let's not exaggerate, 100-plus movies, hundreds of TV shows, hundreds of books the last 3-4 years, creating racial division and showing black people being persecuted by white people to create a lot of bad blood. You also see every major movie that comes out that's action, adventure-based, shows women as the heroes and women as being the best combat operatives or the best soldiers. It's admitted that that is in preparation of a draft for women and making women serve in the military. And Obama just announced that on Friday. And then it comes out in memos. It's come out in congressional hearings that almost all the stuff you see is Pentagon propaganda. Now, I want to be clear, I'm not blaming the Pentagon itself. They follow orders. But it's propaganda through the central government, through the Pentagon, and then into Hollywood. And that's just one part of it. There's famous videos, of course, of the former Attorney General Eric Holder saying at an RTF convention on C-SPAN, I want you to brainwash the public constantly against owning guns. This is what they do. So when you see these anti-family messages, basically everything you see is an anti-human message to make you alone, to make you poor, to make you pathetic. Remember the WikiLeaks, where they're meeting and they're like talking to top professors? Our main job is to keep them desperate and poor and sad and hopeless and in the dark. And we're doing a very good job. Now we've got to use cultural warfare as the next phase. I mean, this is in the WikiLeaks, okay? But you can see how cold-blooded it is when you witness it for yourself. That's what makes me so angry. But when I talk about state-run media, now having them openly do it and try to censor us shows they're failing. Oh, my gosh, the State Department announced on Friday, last Friday, it's going to call it the Office of Information Warfare. Oh, my gosh. A 22-year-old guy got a website called that in, like, 1995. His name was Alex Jones. Oh, you're so far ahead of us. You're kicking our butt in the info war. They want to claim we're the un-Americans and claim, quote, Russia's behind what we're doing. From Greece to Spain to Italy to Nigeria to you name it, all over Latin America, people want out of globalism. All it is modern colonialism, corporate colonialism. And then he tries to use race-based stuff to play groups off against each other. That's what colonialism always did as well. So people know. People are aware of what's happening, and they're not buying into it. It's very, very exciting. Now, that said, I want to talk about Donald Trump, because I have a lot of people walking to me on the street, and I see the emails, and I get the calls saying, Alex, what do we do about his appointments? He's putting some good people in. He's putting some bad people in. And a lot of times you'd be all over somebody for this. Why aren't you more angry at Trump? Well, it's not because I've talked to him some on the phone or he's been on the show. It's because I know the globalists are scared of him because he is a nationalist. And he wants to bring back prosperity, and he's not out to get the family. And he wants to defund a bunch of federal agencies. And so they're legitimately scared of him, and they know he's riding a wave of populism, I'm going to talk about later, worldwide, that's sweeping, again, Italy, Iceland, you name it. It's happening right now, not just Brexit, not just Russia. This is happening all over the world. So he's riding that wave. He's starting to bring jobs back before he's even in office. And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because there's different management styles. And if he's putting some insiders in because they know how to get things done and they have all the connections, and he's bringing them in that should basically, as an executive, be able to steer these groups and turn the ship around, then I'm all for it. If he just got in there and fought with everyone and, you know, day one, said man the parapets and only brought people in that had zero connections, I assure you the whole government would come to a standstill. It would be total gridlock and nothing would get done. Now, normally, I want gridlock because we've had globalists in there. It's been very, very corrupt. If Trump's really going to reverse things, then it's good to not have gridlock. And we have that with the House, the Senate, the courts, and the executive. It's not a pure trifecta yet because he doesn't quite have the courts completely. The Supreme Court is in deadlock, but he's about to have the courts. So he's about to have the trifecta. And with the trifecta, he can repeal anti-gun laws. He can control the border. He can target ISIS. He can cut the wasteful spending of the military and put it back on the spending of good weapon systems that good patriot generals and others have been recommending. Get rid of these billion-dollar fighters that aren't as good as F-15s. There's 1,000 things the president can do. And just battling the globalists, just getting organized, just getting a cabinet together, and just getting the 4,000 executive employees lined up is hard enough. People say, oh, well, he's going to put Goldman Sachs people in. Goldman Sachs folks that are nationalists and have said that they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. See, everybody has to work for Goldman Sachs. They run the whole planet. So, yes, he's got some Goldman Sachs folks in there. And people are asking why. Trump says, quote, I always get the best. Here's the difference. They do what he says. Now, I think there's a danger because you bring in too many of those folks, they can have you assassinated and then have their people come in and take over and reverse things very, very quickly. He has a lot of confidence. I hope it's not false confidence. I hope his gut's right. But I respect Trump a lot. So, again, the management style is totally clean everything out, bring in your own completely new people, hope you know how to run it, the biggest government in history. That's probably what I would do or what Ron Paul would do. But we're purists. With Trump, he's proven he knows how to get stuff done. We're going to see what happens. And I've got litmus tests. I want to see, control that border. I want to see felons deported. I want to see a move, and I want to see him sign and promote repeal of a bunch of gun laws that are onerous and out of control. I want to see us, Vermont open carry nationwide. If you're not a criminal, you've got full Second Amendment. And I want to see it after, 10 years of a felon hadn't committed a crime, they get their Second Amendment back. That's how it was in the old days. In fact, before that, felons could, keep their guns because, everybody has a right to defend themselves. Criminals are going to break the law anyways. So I want to see massive repeal of anti-gun laws. I want to see continued detente with nations that will work with us. I want to see them stand up to communist China that's very belligerent and has infiltrated our country. He just did that with Taiwan. Have a special report coming up on that in the final segment of this hour. Very powerful, by the way, so stay with us for that. I want to see him get off the backs of the churches in this country and basically get rid of 501c3 that we didn't have until the 50s and say churches are not charities. Churches are their own independent system separate from church and state, so do whatever you want, which I know Trump's been promoting. I want to see him get rid of a whole bunch of these sub-agencies like the new government fake news regulation agency that the State Department's supposedly setting up. The State Department's been caught running mainstream media. They already have state-run media, so he needs to get rid of that. There's a lot of things he needs to do. We need to stay on Trump's side. The globalists haven't even written about this. They want, when he's not a purist, to drive us away from him so he doesn't have his base, so that he's got to go to the globalists for support. They're trying to push his base away from him right now. They're trying to get him to decry myself and fire Bannon and all of this to cut him away from his populist support base. We've got to support him at least until he gets into power and starts seeing what he does and then stay on him the entire time to continue to put pressure on to make sure he does what we want. Trump works for us, ladies and gentlemen. We brought him to the dance, and he's going to dance with us. That's my bottom line. We're going to go to break and come back with some extremely powerful reports. Stay with us.
In case you haven't heard, InfoWars has become the most influential media outlet in America. We're making freedom go viral. And now we are proud to announce a new weapon in the epic battle against the globalists. InfoWars Prime, where you can watch live, high-definition feeds of The Alex Jones Show, plus exclusive insider videos from the InfoWars crew and behind-the-scenes action. Go to InfoWars.com/app and download today. today. InfoWars Prime is available right now for your iPhone or Android. You will have access to exclusive videos that you can't see anywhere else. That means live coverage of events and breaking news on location as it happens. You can also take advantage of amazing deals from the InfoWars store that are only available for InfoWars Prime subscribers. That's InfoWars Prime at InfoWars.com/app. If you can hear my voice, you are the resistance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, December 4th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Knott will be hosting live in the second hour coming up, and I'll be back in studio in Austin, Texas tomorrow. But I'm following these special reports from the road. Now, I'll break down the history of Communist China in the next segment and break down why it is the heart of the globalist model to take control of the planet. That's coming up. And the amazing fact that President Trump called the Communist Chinese on their threats, on their bluffs, when he took the call from the Taiwanese president a few days ago. But before we go there, I want to intro the special report by Rob Dew, where he juxtaposes President Obama making fun of candidate Trump 6 months ago and a year ago in respective clips, saying that we could never have any industry or jobs ever come back here, and making jokes about a magic wand. Then we fast forward to what Trump's doing today. But briefly, and I'm going to talk more about this coming up this week, people like Sarah Palin, who mean well, have come out and kind of bought into the whole Heritage Foundation, mainline Republican kind of fake libertarian stance that we have to be wide open to all these other countries screwing us over on bad trade deals, or we're not free market. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is the opposite. When we have the highest corporate income tax in the world, that makes companies not relocate here. So to cut our taxes and make them lower is not crony capitalism. Crony capitalism is insiders making deals with China to set our taxes up higher than they are overseas to make our jobs incentivized to move overseas. And if we have local tax incentives to, say, keep Carrier air conditioning in Indiana, that's what you do to be competitive. That's what a real free market is that you balance it out with the other nations that are manipulating their systems. So free trade doesn't mean you slit your wrist. Free trade's a two-way street. Here's that special report.
Companies out, fire everybody. These are people with Carrier for many, many years. We're not going to let it happen.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do?
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that.
He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that?
I mean, if he can come here and save these 1,400 jobs here tomorrow, I'll gladly vote for him again.
What magic wand do you have?
Late tonight, CNBC broke news. Trump is heading to Indianapolis this Thursday to announce a deal that would apparently save 1,000 jobs. Carrier confirming that report, tweeting out late tonight, we are pleased to have reached a deal with President-elect Trump and, this is key, VP-elect Pence to keep close to 1,000 jobs in Indy. More details soon.
What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
And more importantly, I heard Mike saying about what happened today in Indiana. We're going to do that all over the country. We're going to do it all over. Carrier, thank you, Carrier.
Is Ford just announced they're doubling down? They're going to build much more in Mexico. We can't allow it to happen anymore. We're not going to allow it to happen anymore.
What magic wand do you have?
President-elect Donald Trump taking credit for keeping a Ford auto plant here in the United States. He hit the motor company hard on the campaign trail, criticizing Ford for shipping jobs to Mexico.
Now, Ford Chairman Bill Ford is extending an olive branch, calling Trump this week to let him know that the automaker is shelving a plan to move production of one of its vehicles from Kentucky to Mexico.
It used to be the cars were made in Flint, right? And you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Today the cars are made in Mexico and you can't drink the water in Flint, Michigan. You know that, right? What a difference.
He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that?
Will the iPhone label soon say made in America? Well, according to one report, opportunities to move production over to the States from China are actually being explored. If you see the new Trump administration come in and actually overhaul the corporate tax code, do things like spur infrastructure investment in the States, could that make this more feasible?
And maybe they start by building an assembly plant and just shipping parts here. That could lend to some of the manufacturing coming over here. And if Apple can jumpstart some of that and get some of this going, sure, I think it would be very reasonable for other companies to say, we like to say made in the U.S. as well.
I have my Trump hedge on. In the event Donald wins, I have no doubt in my mind the market tanks.
One analyst said markets were reacting like the four horsemen of the apocalypse just rode out of Trump Tower.
Today, what do you make of what we saw last night and really now what we're seeing today?
We would have felt it, a huge market rally after Trump was elected president.
The stock market has rallied, reaching new heights at each close.
By the end of the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 255 points.
The Mexican peso plunged more than 13% against the dollar in chaotic trading. Trump's proposed policies are considered deeply negative for the country.
We're going to win with strength. We're going to win with health. We're going to win at so many levels. We're going to win, win, win. You're going to get so tired of winning. You're going to say, Mr. President, please, we don't want to win anymore. It's too much. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry. We're going to keep winning because we're going to make America great again. I love you. Thank you.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism.
Our fellow InfoWarriors across the United States and across the planet really love the Hillary for President 2016 shirts that we began to put out in 2015. It became a global meme against globalism and corruption, and a very strong maxim that's now being continued on today. Now, President-elect Trump has come out and said it's not his job as president to call for prosecution. He's not supposed to. But that obviously, Jeff Sessions, as the new attorney general, if he's confirmed, will certainly carry out his duties. But Roger Stone, a few weeks ago, right after the election, said, Alex, you got to bring Hillary for president back. And I said, yeah, but it's a limited edition. It's over. You know, she's been defeated so far. And he said, what about Hillary for prison 2017? We need those at the inauguration. They're trying to intimidate Trump supporters and nationalists everywhere. That shirt is powerful. It's not just a shirt supporting Trump, like your shirt that says Trump is my president, which we put out before he won, predicting it, putting our name, our guts on the line, but something exposing who the other team was pushing so that people don't forget and so that the push for justice continues. So it's a great way to support the broadcast. It's a great way to have another historic shirt to spread the word and to meet like-minded people of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood and want justice. It's available. It's another limited run. I don't know how long we're going to offer it, but definitely only a few months. It is Hillary for Prison 2017, and here's the biggest and best part. I almost forgot. This shirt arrived in 18-wheeler, printed right here in the USA a week ago, and I forgot. I've been so busy to even talk about the fact it's been in the store. That on the back of the shirt is a design that I worked on with some of our great graphics people that is George Soros as a goblin. I made a goblin joke a year ago about Trump, saying you better not, you know, actually get in bed with the goblins. He has to work with politicians, but I understand if he has to actually, you know, get knee-deep in their political guts, but he just can't get caught in bed with a goblin. So we now have George Soros, because the media attacked me on this whole goblin meme. They made huge jokes about it, but it's totally blown up in their face. We now have George Soros as a goblin on the back, and it says, with a cross through him, you know, an X like Ghostbusters, no Soros, him as a goblin. It says, deport Soros on the bottom, and on the top it says, InfoWars established 1996. So it is a limited edition, deport Soros on the back, Hillary for President on the front, right-hand shoulder, InfoWars.com. It's powerful. Hope you get out to everybody you know. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. So to all the fellow Liberty lovers around the world, I salute you and thank you for your support. This shirt is a celebration of the fight and the victory we've seen in 2016 against tyranny, but looking forward, fortunately,
more than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to break down the China-Taiwan situation from a historical perspective that, again, is incontrovertible. What I'm going to break down here is a fact that is even in mainline history books, but is not taught on the History Channel or on the nightly news in general. Sometimes the History Channel has actually gotten it right and told the truth. And that's where we start. 1949. The communists had been around since the 30s. They'd taken over some of the mountainous areas in China. They had held out during World War II. And at the end of World War II, they became allied with the then brand new CIA that had come out of the British OSS. And basically even a lot of U.S. intelligence officers and army officers got arrested by the communists because they wouldn't go along with the full takeover of the country, and they themselves were tortured, they were killed. Many of the Christian missionaries that were there were also captured and killed. And, of course, the John Birch Society is named after John Birch, who was captured and tortured to death for not supporting the communists. And our government completely turned a blind eye to all of this. Now, It's a huge history. I'm going to stop there with what happened in 1949. But if we fast forward to 1979, by then deals have been made behind the scenes via Henry Kissinger and George Herbert Walker Bush, who was then ambassador to China. Of course, he'd also been director of the CIA, to make a deal economically with China to give them the rare earth minerals, to give them the Panama Canal, and to give them control of resources as long as they didn't become military dominant in the surrounding areas of Asia, like the South China Sea, and as long as they didn't menace Japan. This is all mainline history, folks. Now, of course, from the beginning, China was double-dealing the entire time. Now, fast forward to 2016, China has 97.5% of rare earth minerals that you need to make basically any computer device or electronics. That's been done by design. The West just doesn't touch it, doesn't mine it, doesn't go after it, because there's a corporate global treaty, just like TPP, unratified by governments but followed, okay? So fast forward to the globalist operative who was following this whole plan of Kissinger and Brzezinski, 1979, who's president? You guessed it, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter signs a deal to hand over the Panama Canal, the eighth wonder of the world, to the communist Chinese. He then signs a deal to give them all the major deep water ports that the U.S. had previously had in the world, and to give them access to all of our refueling stations, previously known as coaling stations. Again, the globalists are making a deal to use Chinese slave labor to leverage out the planet's other major economic and industrial operations to create an economic consolidation, vertical integration model. This is globalism. China is the key. That's why they say China is the new century. America and the West is declining. China's the future, because the deal was made, because they were authoritarian, to transfer all power to them, because they would then side with the globalists in the phase we're now entering to establish an open world corporate government. Now, enter Donald John Trump, 45th president elect of the United States of America. Trump is being advised by Mad Dog Mattis, who is a brainiac, huge reader, huge understander of this, big anti-communist. He's being advised by General Flynn. I'm not going to go over all the advisors, but Trump already knew this as well 40 years ago. This was huge scandals back in the late 70s, huge scandals in the 80s that the Republican Congress, even with Reagan, allowed this to all go through. So it didn't happen right away just because, you know, Carter, the peanut farmer, signed off on it. So we're in 1979. They get the Panama Canal. They get all these other concessions. They're just given everything. China could barely even operate. China was third world in almost every sector of its entire country. But now they're going to be given the deal. Corporate taxes are raised to the highest in the world, in the United States and Europe, so you cannot compete here. Where do you go? China. So for the next 30 years, that all accelerates. That brings us to about 10 years ago. Taiwan is where Chiang Kai-shek, the nationalist, fled in 1949 when the CIA and the United States government betrayed him. That's even since been on the History Channel. That's now admitted. The John Birch Society said that in 1956 when they were founded. It was proven over a decade ago and declassified. Look it up for yourself. They have History Channel shows on it. You name it. They gave Chiang Kai-shek rifles that didn't have firing pins in them. Remember all that? So, and they gave all the intelligence on even how to arrest members of the U.S. Army and people that were there, because even elements of our own government didn't know, so it was different factions in our own government. So this is the high treason, selling us out to the communists, you know, in China for command and control. So they all flee to Taiwan in 1949. It becomes the nationalist hub. We give them weapons. We have defense treaties with them. All this goes on. Going back to 1979, the sellout, not just the Panama Canal, not just the agreement on rare earth minerals and mining, not just all the agreements on textiles and everything else. No. Now, 1979, Jimmy Carter says, we're no longer going to talk to the president of Taiwan. We're not going to recognize them. But we still had a defense treaty, so okay, we'll sell them weapons. But we won't sell them weapons that they can actually defend themselves with properly. We'll sell them out-of-date crap. Now, along comes Donald J. Trump, and he says, hey, this isn't business as usual. where China owns our debt and China lectures us, and every major Hollywood movie you see has weird propaganda in it about how Chinese science is why we're able to go to the moon or Mars, or, I mean, every movie you see, like The Martian, you name it, we don't have boosters that work, and it cuts to the Politburo with big red flags waving, in some cases with actual members of the Politburo, and they save America in every major movie, from The Arrival to The Martian, you name it, and they stop U.S. films from coming out, like Red Dawn 2, and cut China out of it. They're buying up all six Hollywood studios as we speak and bragging they've captured us. They make Obama get off the back of the plane, treat him like total crap, tell him, screw you, Americans. Remember that 3 months ago? This is all part of their out-of-control, insane arrogance. And they've broken the deal with the globalists and are now militarily expanding into Africa, into Latin America, into the Caribbean, into all areas of the Pacific. But again, Kissinger and others are happy because they were always part of the double cross against America. Let's continue. So there's the New York Times, there's the Washington Post, there's CNN. How dare Trump, a president-elect, take a phone call? First they lied and said that the first elected woman to Taiwan, she won in a landslide. She's a pro-nationalist, a party, very, very popular, but also, you know, liberal in other policies. So they're bipartisan, very well balanced. She calls him, he takes the call, he knows full well what he's doing. She congratulates him, he congratulates her. And then the media acts like, how dare this buffoon screw us over and anger the Chinese that are now in the news lecturing us and getting in our faces. And Trump tweeted, funny, we sell them billions of dollars of weapons a year, but then we won't even take their president's phone call. This is disgusting. Then the media spun it like he didn't know what he was doing. Trump knew exactly what he was doing. He said, we're going to be treated with respect. We're not going to have one-way streets with China anymore. They've broken their deal even with the globalists. And the American people didn't sign on to that deal with the globalists. So there's a basic snapshot history of what's really going on with China. And as Christ said, the people perish for lack of knowledge. You will know the truth, it will set you free. And if people want to know the truth, if they want to be set free, they can study history and understand that basically, if you look at globalists today, they say they want to replace human workers with robots so they can dictate the terms of human surrender to the technocracy. Well, before they had robot factories, they had 1 billion Chinese. Back then it was like 900 million in the late 70s. Now it's 1.3 billion. Okay? And that is basically the biological android army of the globalists. That's how the globalists, the technocrats, see them. They see us as subhuman. They see the Chinese as subhuman as well, to just build all these widgets and different things so the West would sell out its industrial capacity to communist China, and that's now happened. And President Trump is breaking through that, as he's promised to do, and is bringing jobs back to America, and is standing up for our nation, and is standing up for our republic, and doing absolutely incredible things. And that's why they're panicking. That's why they're so upset. Yes, the President of the United States can call Taiwan and can talk to their president, and if the president of Taiwan calls him, he can talk to her. This is ridiculous to show how these terms are being dictated to us and how our corporate media are such incredible lapdogs to foreign interests bossing us around and telling us what to do. That's globalism, and it's coming to an end with Americanism, not globalism.
All right, I'm David Knight here live on this Sunday, December 4th. I'll be back in the second hour. We're going to be talking about an update on the Italian elections. This is another step in nationalism versus globalism, and the globalists are losing their 60-40. We're also going to talk about the recount. We've got a special poem, Ode to a Recount. We've got a lot of news. We've got moderate rebels saying they're going to be closer to Al-Qaeda. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.